This is the Gemara for Shabbos Chol Hamoed. We're up to Chol Hamoed and Aleph, and the last thing we said was that the word Shofar, the noun Shofar, the noun Chatzetzes are interchangeable, and sometimes what we call a Shofar we refer to as Chatzetzes, and sometimes we call Chatzetzes refer to a Shofar, and that's what Rav Nechemya actually said. Where do you find such a concept? Rav Chizda said, Hani klas mili, the following three things, ishtanu shemaya, the names have changed over time, from when? Mechichora beis hamikdash. He doesn't explain why, but that's what happened. Probably because of ignorance. Chatzaitzrata shayfra, people started calling a chatzaitzah shayfra, and shayfra chatzaitzah. They started changing the names around. The mainach mina, who cares what's what? Not mina, the shayfra shayshana. We need to know what's a kosher shayfra shayshana. And on the Chemi, who's talking to people, to the masses, he used their language, and their language was chatzaitzah, was shayfra, shayfra chatzaitzah. Another example of things changed, arava. You know that you have aravas, and you have tzavtzafa. They both look very similar. But a tzavtzafa, the leaves are rounded, and tzavtzafa, instead of having a red stem, it's a white stem, it's not kosher. A rubber are elongated, the leaves, and it has a red stem. So people started changing the names around, the tzavtzafa rubber. The mind of community, why do we need to know exactly what it is? The lulav, you need to know which is kosher and which isn't. So when you go out in the market, you talk to Amar Oretz, and he calls it a narava, you should know lavdavka is kosher. It might be a tzavtzafa. And the last one is pseudo, a large table, and pseudo is a small table. And yet, a pseudo became pseudo, and pseudo became pseudo. They changed it around. If you're buying and you call it a pseudo, you have to know what you're getting is a large table. I can add a couple more. Af on the name, but I can also add hayvlila and beikasi. There is parts of that animal near the stomach of the animal. One part which is called the beisakosis, and there was the hemsis or hayvlila. And the difference is that beis hakoyses is shaped like a cup. And this hemsis is right next to the beis hakoyses. So a beis hakoyses, which is the very end of the stomach, is very thick. And has two layers of skin. So therefore, if there's a pin that pricked through one of the layers, it doesn't make a trach because perhaps it didn't go through the second one. But when it comes to the hemsis, which is so thin, it's only one layer. If there's a prick there of a needle, then it became treif. So it's very important to know what's what. So the huvlula became beikosim, beikosim became huvlula. Ma'anach minel lemachat shenimtzaz bo'evi beisakosis. A needle that's found inside, it penetrated one of the skins and it didn't go all the way through. When it comes to the kosis, one side, if it only penetrated one, it's kosher because it didn't go through the inner membrane. When Mishnei is done treif, if you see there's prick holes on both sides of the membrane, you know, the inner membrane, the outer membrane, they know it's treif. I can add another one. Afon name Bavel and Bursif. The region called Bavel and a place called Bursif. And they changed names. And Bursif became Bavel. The Maina Kamina, what's the difference? The Gitte Noshe. Gitte of woman. Rashi explains, we're learning this at the Gitten, that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to, the witnesses do not have to say before nine Nechtav, before Nechtav, I saw being written, I saw being signed, because everyone in Israel, all the suffering knew the laws that has to be written, Lashma, you know, having in mind a woman's name. But other parts of the world, when a shliach brings a get, they also have to say v'fonai nechtav or v'fonai nechtam. That we saw being written, we know that was done properly. But Bavel, the Gemara says in Gittin, there has the same din as Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we need to know which is Bavel and which is Bursif. Then Rashi gives a second shot, which takes a complete discount. The second shot is that when you write in the get, you have to write the name of the place. And if you wrote Bursif instead of Bavel, you know, Bavel, we need to know what place it was. Tesis discounts that altogether, because Tesis says you never write the name of the country, you only write the name of the city. And Bavel is not a city. Bavel is a country, it's a Medina. And therefore, why would you ever write Bavel in a get? Hadna Lava Mehmed Likin, this concludes with Mehmed Likin. Now we start the third Pedic, and Shabbat is known as Kira. This is a very important Pedic. These are the laws of Shehiyah and Chazara, which means, we're still talking about Friday, Erev Shabbos, we're talking about Shehiyah means leaving food on the fire before Shabbos. And we're going to have a machlekes between Chananya and the Chachamim. Chananya, and what is the problem of leaving food on a fire, on an exposed fire on Shabbos? We're scared that you might stoke the coal on Shabbos itself, Shemi Yechata. And then you're going to create a bigger fire, and you're liable on the malacha of making fire. So Chananya says that the food is halfway cooked, Meichel ben Dersoy. I told you last time, in Agmar Rashi and Rambam, it's halfway cooked or a third way cooked. But once it's partially cooked, and it's really edible, that there's no reason to be concerned that he's going to stoke the coal, because by the time it sits down to eat, it will be fully cooked. That's Hananiah's opinion. And the Chacham say, no, that even if it's halfway cooked, you're still not allowed to leave it on an exposed flame, because they say Shema Yechata. That's called Shehiya. According to the Chachamim, the only time you can leave it on a flame is if you're Gorev or Katum. Gorev means that you pull away all the ashes, and Katum means you have covered it. And by covering it, the fire diminishes, so you've shown us that you're not really interested in cooking faster. In fact, you're diminishing the fire. So we're not worried about Shema Yechata. That's Gorev or Katum. Big Machlek is a Gorev means you completely removed all the coal, or you just put it on the side. So that's Gorev. And that's where the idea of a Blech comes in, which basically covers the fire, so you sort of, you have a heker that you're not going to stoke, you're not going to play around the fire. And that's why there's some poskim hold that's not good enough to cover the fire. You also have to cover the knobs of the stove as well. So that's, that controls the fire. That's called shehiyah, leaving it on. Then you have a thing called chazorah. Chazorah means on Shabbos proper if you want to return it onto the fire. And here, of course, it has to be 100% cooked, because if not, then you, if you take it off the fire and then you put it back on, you're cooking on Shabbos. There's no argument there. We're talking about it's 100% cooked, but here the problem is, it looks like cooking. If you put it directly onto an open fire, mechezek kemevashel. Marasayin, it looks like cooking. So it's a different problem altogether than Friday afternoon. It looks like cooking. So again, that's called chazara, and our conditions we're learning about in the next few, well, the Chol Moed, what the conditions are when you can return it onto the fire. So, now the Mishnah. So we have also three kinds of stoves. We have a kira, a kupach, and a tanner. A kira basically is a box that had two holes on top, and they used to put pots inside them, and then they used to cook them up. So in the case of a kira, because it's a square box, it's quite large, the heat is not so intense. Then you have a kupach, same square, but you only have one hole on top. And then you have a tanner. A tanner is where there are, it's like a cylinder or a funnel. And the bottom is very wide, that's where you put your logs. And then the fire gets more and more concentrated, and the heat is very, very, and you put a pot in that hole there, but the heat is very, very intense. That's a tanner. And by a tanner, we're going to be a lot stricter, because it's so hot there that even if you do Gorev or Katum, you're scared that you are going to stoke the flame there, or it's easy to forget, or according to those opinions that the coal is actually sitting on the side of the oven, if it's very easy to start playing with it. Okay, now the Mishnah. We're not sure who the author of this Mishnah is, and that's what the first section of the Gemara is discussing, whether the author of the Mishnah is Hananiah, or the author of the Mishnah Chacham. If the author of the Mishnah is Hananiah, then the entire Mishnah is really talking about Chazorah, returning, because you're allowed to leave something on the fire Friday. And if the author of the Mishnah is Chacham, then we're talking about also Shehiya, even leaving it before. Chazorah itself, normally we translate to mean you took it off on Shabbos, you want to put it back on Shabbos. There are some Rishonim who say that no, there's no problem doing that on Shabbos at all, as long as it's fully cooked. Chazorah means you took it off Friday afternoon, and then you want to put it back Friday night, while it's still hot. They're very machmir. There's a third opinion that's very mekel. And they say, a third opinion said the Chazorah don't do with Shabbos. Chazorah is Friday. Include Friday as well. What do you mean include Friday as well? That Chazorah means if you took it off the fire, Friday, and now you want to put it back on Friday proper, the laws of Chazorah kick in. Now, what are the laws of Chazorah? So here we have two opinions. One opinion is the pot has to become hot before Shabbos. In other words, if the pot is cold and you put it on 10 minutes before Shabbos back, you know, it's fully cooked, and you're just putting it back on, no good, because it won't get hot before Shabbos. But if, let's say, it's still very hot, you took it off 2 hours before, still very, very hot, and it takes 10 minutes only to boil up again, then you could put it on 10 minutes before Shabbos. That's one opinion. And then the stricter opinion is that even if it's very, very hot and takes only 10 minutes to boil up, but had it been cold, you would have taken 45 minutes to boil up, then you have to put it on the fire 45 minutes before Shabbos, otherwise you need a blech. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why we have a blech. So let's see. The halacha, by the way, according to the Ashkenazim, is like Hananiah. According to the Sfardim, it's like a Chacham. Says the Mishnah. Kira a stove. She sikua, that you heated it up, bekash of a grubba. You heat it up with all kinds of straw. Then, now with straw, it burns very quickly and then it's finished. And there's nothing to it. You can't stoke it. There's nothing to stoke. The Mishnah allowed tafsha, there's no problem placing food on it. We're not concerned. But the gefes, the eitzim, the twigs from the poppy seeds, or from olives, or be'etzim, but just generally twigs. Lo yitin, you should not put food on there
on Shabbos, or we're not sure yet, on Shabbos or Friday. You shouldn't put food on there because we are concerned you're going to stoke the coal. Ad sheyigrev, until you remove all the ashes, or the coal, or ad sheyitin esa efer, until you mix ashes into it. Rashi says over here the reason is because you're generating more heat. In other words, Rashi seems to be learning that the laws of placing things on the stove are very similar to the laws of Hatmana, which we learned a couple of days ago. All the Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say it's two different things. Hatmana is one thing, and here the problem is Shema Yechata. because Hatmana is only if it's covered on all sides, not if it's exposed on a couple of sides. And this over here, it's on top of a stove, so it's exposed. There's no Hatmana here. Then we continue. Beis Shammai says, and what can you put on there? Only chamin, hot water. In other words, even if you remove ashes, nevertheless, hot water you can put there. Have a light tafsha, but not food. Why? The teacher already explains, because with food, even if it's fully cooked, it's still, you know, if it continues cooking, it improves the taste. So we're scared you're going to stoke the coal. Eat or try to make play around with the fire, something. But when it comes to hot water, once it's boiled up, that's it. And if you make the fire bigger, all you do is the water can evaporate. So you gain nothing. Then Mesham is made, no problem. Beis Hillel says, no, if it's Garav Akatum, if you remove the ashes and you cover it, Chamin V'tafshin, you can leave either one on. Then Beis Shammai says, Neitlin, we can take things off the fire, Havalei Machzir, you don't put it back on. Sounds like now we're talking about Chazorah, which means it sounds like the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah. And even Shehiyah, it says you have to be, you have to have Garav Akatum, which sounds like we're following the Chachamim and not Chananya, as Gemara will say. Well, Beis Hillel says, Af Machzir, you're allowed to put food back. And remember, again, on Shabbos, the problem is of Mechazik and Mevashim. Let's ask a question. Hai lo yitain, where the Mishnah says in the beginning, don't put on. Are we talking about lo yachzehu? Are we talking about on Shabbos returning? The Mishnah Bechlal is not talking about Friday. Avalishas, but to leave things there on Friday, Mashin, you're allowed to afa pisha enu gorev enu kotum, even though it's not gorev and kotum, even though the ashes are there, Omane Chananya. The author of our Mishnah is Chananya. So are we talking about Shabbos proper? That you shouldn't do chazorah, but Shehiyah the Mishnah is not talking about, because Shehiyah, once it's already partially cooked, you can leave it on even though the fire is wide open. The Tanya we learn Chananya Oimah, Chananya says, Koshuhu ke Michael ben Dersoy, as long as it's cooked like a Michael ben Dersoy, that this robber who didn't have time and patience to fully cook it, it's already partially edible. Mutul lishhoise al gabakida, you're allowed to leave it on a stove. Afapi, even though she'enu gorev ain't a kotum, even though it's not gorev and it's not kotum. I told you last time that there's a big machlekes, there's a machlekes, some of the shame hold that once it's partially cooked and you cook it on Shabbos, it's not, you're not even bishul mahatayda anymore because it's already edible before. Most opinions say that it's still bishul mahatayda. Okay, so even though, so now, is the author of our Mishnah Chananya and our Mishnah is focusing on Chazorah, but on Shia it's alright. Oidum, but perhaps our Mishnah goes on Chamim. And the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Lishas now, leaving on Friday. Even leaving on Friday, has to be fully covered. Be God of a Kotamin, if it's fully covered, fine. And Eloi, like. But the Chol Shkein Lahach, surely you're not allowed to return it unless it's covered. So who does our Mishnah pass go like? Toshma coming here, Meritani, Trey Bobby Maslis, talking about it very simply. Since our Mishnah has two cases, and it says Bishamah says Chamin, you can only leave water. Avalik Tafsha but not food. And basically it says Chamin with Tafsha both. And then the Mishnah continues, Meitlin, you can remove from the fire of Lavirach Kovak. Sounds like we're talking about a new case here. And the second case is Chazara, which means the first case in the Mishnah is talking about Shehi on Friday afternoon. And our Mishnah holds that even Friday afternoon, it has to be covered with the fire. Or Basila Aimim at Marzin. So now Gemara expose out his question. If you can tell me, Bishlam, it all makes sense. Lisha is Tanan, the Mishnah is talking, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about leaving on Friday. Achitani, then the Mishnah reads as follows. Kira shehisikua b'kashkabar on Friday. You heat it up a straw, mashnale, tafshi, you can leave everything on it, there's no problem for everybody. What can you do? The straw burns up and it's gone. The gap is the 18 when it comes to Tvoy's law, Yishay, do not leave it on the fire. Achi yigrave. But the gap is 18, do not leave it Friday on the fire unless what? You remove all the coal, the achi yigrave, you mix the ashes in there. So this way it cools down, diminishes the fire. Okay. So therefore, fine. So the first part of the mission is talking about Shia. Even if you remove the coal on Friday afternoon, what can you leave on the fire? Bishamah says, Chamin, only water, like tafshin, like cooked food. And then, The Mishnah continues. That talking about Friday. Now let me talk to you about Shabbos. It's just like they're arguing about leaving things on Friday. They're also arguing about returning things on the fire on Shabbos with a blech. You can take things off. You can't return anything on. We're not talking about chamin, hot water. We're talking about the food. And Basil says, af machzidim, you can return it. Okay, so if you learn the Mishnah goes according to Chachamim, makes sense the two parts in the Mishnah. The first section is talking about Friday, and the second section is talking about Shabbos. Aliyah, if you can tell me lahachzit tanan, if you can tell me that we're talking about the entire Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, so why does the Mishnah seem to be repeating itself? Then Hachik Tani, this is how the Mishnah reads. If you're talking about Shabbos, then the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Kido shisikur bekashik vava, if you heat it up with straw, machzin ala tafshil, you're allowed to return things there on Shabbos. There's nothing there. The gefes ve'etim lo yachzit, but if twigs, don't put back. Achi yigrit, achi yidnef, until you either remove the ashes, or the coal, or until you cover it with ashes so you diminish the fire. Okay, and then this is all talking about Shabbos. Umahe machzidin, and what can you return on Shabbos with the blech? B'shamay oimer, only chamin, only water. Avaloi tafshil, but not food, because it looks like cooking, even though there's a cover on it. And B'shamay says chamin v'tafshil. So then tell me, what's the next part of the Mishnah? B'shamay says, noitlin, you can take off, avaloi machzidin, you cannot put back on. We just said that. U'beisil oimer af machzidin. Hasulamli, why does Mishnah need to repeat itself? So l'chayit, it seems clear from Mishnah, the halach is not like Chananya. Says the Gemara, no. L'olam, I can argue, a malach, I will tell you, l'hachzit tanan. Our Mishnah is talking about returning, even according to Chananya. And sorry, the Mishnah is talking about only about returning. But on Friday afternoon, you don't need Gorah v'katum, you don't need a blech, as long as it's Maicha ben Drasai, you can leave it on the fire. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Obviously, a few words are missing. Chsuri mechse, a few words are missing. V'hochik tani, this is how you should learn the Mishnah. Kido shehisikur bekashik vavah, if you heated it up with straw, machzidin ala tafshil, you're allowed to return things on Shabbos. V'gefez ve'etzim lo yachzah, if you have an exposed fire, you're not allowed to return anything there on Shabbos. Ad sheyigrif or ad sheyidnef, unless before Shabbos, you remove the ashes or cover them. Avolishos, then these are the words we're going to add. Suddenly he hears we're talking about Friday. Avalisha is mashin, but leaving things there on Friday, no problem. Afapisha ain't a god of any cotton. Umahein mashin, what can you leave on Friday? Beishamai says, so we're throwing in the part that's missing, that we are going back to Friday. And no blech. Beishamai says you can only leave chamin, avaloi tafshil. Beisul says chamin v'tafshil. Bahach chazorah da'amiloch. Now this chazor that I'm telling you, lav divre hakali. Let's go back now to the original theme of Chazorah. I want you to know, not everyone holds you can return it back on the fire, even if it's fully cooked. Ela machlekes b'shamis. In fact, that's a similar machlekes to Fridays on Shabbos between b'shamis hill. B'shamis, I mean, neglum zin, you cannot return anything back, at least as far as food is concerned. B'chaven, you could, but not tapshu. And b'shil says, af machzidin, you could put back also food. So basically, the Mishnah can be learned either according to Chachamim or to Chananya. So far, we have no proof either way. If the halacha of Chananya on Friday, you can leave things on an open flame once it's Maicha ben Drasai, and the blech is only for Chazarah, or we follow the Chachamim, so you're not allowed to do either one. Now, by the way, not everyone agrees with the whole concept of blech, and you might have heard that the people who are Machmer, they did not rely on blech on Shabbos. For the simple reason, Rashi says the purpose of putting Eifer is not just as a reminder, but also letzalanam, to actually diminish the fire. And blech do not diminish the fire. In fact, it augments the fire, because now the metal becomes very hot over time, and suddenly the fire is dispersed throughout the entire pot. So there were some people who were very machmir not to use it, but the vast majority of people do rely on it. Okay, that finishes today's blot.